This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. President Trump signed an executive order late last week that would combine federal firefighting efforts. CPR's Ishan Takwar.
The order directs the Department of the Interior and Agriculture Department to combine their wildland firefighting programs within 90 days. Those efforts are currently split between agencies, including the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management. The order also calls for using satellite data for wildfire prevention. Tyson Bertoni-Riggs directs the Alliance for Wildfire Resilience. He said if done right, it could improve wildfire response.
The idea could potentially lead to some efficiencies. Ultimately, though, again, depends a lot on the process, and it depends on who has seats at the table.
Other groups criticize the move, calling it, quote, madness before the start of the Western wildfire season. I'm Ishan Takwar, CPR News.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser filed a brief with 17 other attorneys general to urge a federal court to protect Job Corps, CPR's Kiara Damari reports.
Job Corps will lose all funding by the end of the month. That's according to a memo from the Department of Labor. In a brief, Weiser and others called the decision reckless and said it will rob young people a chance to better their situation. Job Corps is a program for kids who come from disadvantaged backgrounds and readies them for a career while providing housing and health care. There is a center in Mesa County under the Department of Agriculture who confirmed they're working with the Department of Labor to review its centers. I'm Kiara Damari, CPR News.
In Denver tomorrow, sunny and 85 degrees, 100 degrees forecast by Friday. This is CPR News.